The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Most of the time, but you know what today is. It's Happy Hour Friday. Let's jump right in. It's the Blitz.
Diabolical.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying. Partying, partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that means. Let's just dispense with the usual intro because it's happy hour, bitches.
It is happy
hour. Take it away, Hoffman.
And what a time for a happy hour. We need happy hour.
We do.
It's a time in our lives where there's stress, there's disdain, people are angry, people are feeling cheated and robbed, and we're like, you know what, man? There's two ways you can deal with it. You can riot, you can burn down cities. No one wants that. Or you can have yourself a beverage and just feel better about life all around. Here's the thing. Life goes on, guys. Life goes on for all of us.
Hey, is anything going to change if we don't know who wins by Tuesday? Is that going to change anything
Nothing's
in your life?
Nothing's going
to change. So what should we do about it?
Nothing's going to change.
We should have happy hour.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, let's do it then.
That's what we're doing because we are a show of the people. We are a show for the people. And we're a show for America. And
America.
I don't care if you voted for Joe Biden. I don't care if you voted for Don Trump. I don't care if you voted for Kanye West. Doesn't matter at all to me.
What about the Green Party if you voted for the Green Party guy?
Well,
what about Joe?
Well,
you've
already kicked her to the curb.
No, but I'm just I'm not trying to
this
recruit.
Quarterback's broken. Bring me a new one.
I'm not trying to recruit people to my gang. I did see a really funny tweet today that said, what if Joe Jorgensen refuses to accept the results of the election and just shows up at the White House with all her bags and stuff? That
Go
made
for
me
it.
Laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work. They made an unscalable fence around the White House, so I don't think Joe Jorgensen can get anywhere near that thing. So that's a lost cause. There are 187 people watching now, and you may notice there's no Tyler here standing behind me. And this is the first, and there's no Josh Ennis.
Yeah.
So this is a, Josh is here most of the time, not always. We've gotten used to having Josh here for this. Hey, we turn the AC down, speaking of, it's hot as hell in here. I'm used to coming in here after Josh when it's like an igloo.
Yeah.
And Henry and Fred, they had it a little toastier than Josh does.
Enjoyed listening to those guys on the way in.
I did too. They do a great job.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of both of them.
So because Tyler isn't here, Aaron has volunteered to step in and be Tyler today.
Ooh.
Which means he is going to chug a Four Loko to start the show when we get to 350. Now, as always, we're going to have to spin the wheel to see who will join him in chugging a. I don't think there's a shotgunner in here with no Tyler. I don't trust any of these fools. I definitely don't trust you, Jack. Sorry.
Simple, Jack.
And so we're going to spin the wheel and see who gets in on the Blue Raz Four Loko. Now, there's a couple people I want to thank. I want to thank someone who I don't even know who it was brought by some beer today that we'll use on a future adventure of Happy Hour. That will be used. Some Buffalo Bayou beer.
That was Rafa, I believe.
Okay. I appreciate you, Rafa. And then Woodland Sam came by, and he brought some mezcal aged in Jack Daniel's barrels.
Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
though.
It does.
It doesn't sound awful, but,
no.
But mezcal's not for everybody. Let's face it. And he also brought by this. Somrus, and it on the label it says Nectar of the Gods. It says Mango Cream Liquor.
Fake news.
And he says that this is one of, and Woodland Sam works for a liquor store, and he says it's one of the worst booze he's ever tasted. So we have this mango version of it, and we have a chai version of it in my office. So I figured we'd crack one open. We've got some peanut butter whiskey. What'd you bring, Fred?
I brought another bottle.
That stuff's called. That's the anus stuff,
that's
right?
That's the Razouk.
Arak Razouk, okay. From Beirut, from my people.
So we've got that. We've got some menthol tobacco.
Remember, you hated that almost as much as anything. So
we've got some menthol tobacco vodka. We've got some pickle beer that will get shotgunned today, hopefully by Juggalo Trey. And we've got the Mega Shot. Now, here's one thing that we've got to do. The Mega Shot is pretty full, but we're not going to dump everything into the Mega Shot this week because we've got to start saving some of these booze separately for when we do our holiday happy hour. And on the holiday happy hour, we're going to have eggnog. It's going to be warm eggnog.
I don't think that's healthy.
Well, You scared by a dog. That's what my grandpappy used to say. If you're scared by a dog.
I got two of them.
Well, we're going to have eggnog, and we're going to spin a wheel. Everybody's going to get a wheel spin, but it won't be names. It'll be the name of a booze. So let's say we spin the wheel, and Trey spins it, and it lands menthol tobacco vodka. He's got to take a menthol tobacco vodka eggnog shot. That's what will get us all in the holiday spirit.
When are we doing this?
I don't know. When is the? Christmas, obviously.
Well, yeah, but do you consider Thanksgiving the holiday, or are we waiting for Christmas?
No, it'll be in December.
So Christmas is on a Friday, so we can either do it the Wednesday before Christmas because we're off that Thursday, Friday, or we can do it the 18th, a full week before.
Ooh, the 18th is tough.
That's my birthday. We can't do that.
That's my wife's birthday. I can't get housed at work.
So we should probably do it the Wednesday before Christmas because then we're off the next 2 days. So that'll be our happy hour anyways.
That might be a good idea. We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
We've got to save up some booze anyway. And Simple Jack, I also need to thank him. He brought in a bag of Buzz Balls, which next week that will be the shot that we start the show with, the Buzz Balls. And it'll be maybe we'll have a wheel to decide flavors because I don't want everybody picking their flavor that they like. Your flavor should be whatever you land on. It should be disgusting and vile.
Right.
I've never had a Buzz Ball.
You get lucky and get one that you like.
I've never had a Buzz Ball, but I hear they're just disgusting. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. And maybe those will drink warm. I don't know.
So we'll take this. Let me take this time to let people know because we're still at 273. We have to get to 350 on Twitch before I can hit these four locos.
Titan Hugo said no four loco today, Titan Hugo. We got it Titans colors too, bro. Blue Raz.
Sour Blue Raz.
Yeah.
So I was dumb enough to volunteer to do this, and then what did I do today because we were having a blood drive at the building?
Oh, you gave blood?
I gave blood.
Ooh.
Another. And they warned me, and they're like, you can't drink for 24 hours. I said, I'll get fired if I don't drink today. And they said, true.
Well, you wouldn't get fired, but, you know.
Take it easy. And I said, sure.
Yeah, it'll be funnier to see you pass out, pull a tray.
I want to tell Nick he's going to run a double shift.
So let's do this. Trey, go pull a switcheroony with Aaron. We're at 275 now. So we need you guys to get on board right now and get Aaron chugging this Four Loko, and we will spin the wheel to see who's going to chug with him. Are you ready, Nick? Who is the Four Loko brethren? Hold on. I did an accidental spin.
And by the way, those of you on Twitch, thanks for unplugging me there, by the way.
It wouldn't have mattered. Okay, here we go.
You guys are welcome to join in at home.
Get in on this. Let's see. Who's going to chug the Four Loko with Nick?
Aaron.
Or with Aaron, yeah. Who is it? It's me. All right. Well,
congratulations.
That's not what I was hoping for. But
you've been dodging it the last couple weeks.
Ever since I drank the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Yeah, you've been.
I don't care what anyone here says. The Bloody Mary pickle beer is the worst thing that we've brought into this room.
100%.
Did you also see we might be getting more of that?
That would be awesome.
No. Oh man, who was it on Twitter said he has some out in your neck of the woods that he has got your name on. If you want it, you just got to go pick it up.
Well, what? Let me just figure out what score he's at, what store he's at, and I'll be there.
Brantley. Listener Brantley. So okay. Shout out to him. Oh, this is going to be a bad idea. Oh, I didn't warm him up enough. This is going to be rough.
Ah, you can handle it. You guys are champs.
Are we there on
Twitch? We're at 307. We need to Twitch.
I'm chilling then.
Yeah, Twitch, you got to pick it up, guys.
We can hit a break or whatever. This is a lot of
crap.
This is a lot of volume. And I don't eat sugar anymore.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
This is all sugar. So this is going to make me feel really awful, I have a feeling. But I'm a team player. I'm a team guy. So if we do get to 350, I'll drink it. If we don't get to 350, then no one has to drink. And that's happy hour's over.
We can just pick the stuff we like and have a couple shots.
We've got some whiskey we can drink.
We've got good beer in the fridge, too.
Yeah.
So we're at 321. How long do we give them? Two more minutes? If we're not at 350.
We're supposed to go to break here in about 45 seconds. So
Kevin, stop the count.
That's right. Kevin, stop the count. If we don't get to 350.
Oh, there it goes. 344.
Well, that's not 350.
No, that's 345. We're not there. We
264 is not 270.
That's right. We've got 30 seconds. This would be the first time we've gotten out of chugging the Four Loko, and we may just go straight to the shots.
Yeah, I'm. I got 15
seconds, and we're at 345.
Yeah, that's not going to get there.
I don't think we're going to get there.
Of course, it would. There you go. Now it's there.
Oh, they did it.
Yeah. Damn, y'all.
With 5 seconds to spare?
They weren't going to let you get away with it, AJ.
It smells like candy.
He's already started, so they're off. It's going straight to Aaron's bloodstream, which is diminished at the moment. Whoa, couldn't get it. Oh, my gosh. Backdoor cover. Yeah. Backdoor cover, says Aggie J.
Be careful getting up.
No.
Did you not chug it?
He had to stop.
Oh my god. I've got tears. I don't know how Tyler does this and doesn't vomit.
Because he's our champion.
Bro.
Everybody has to spit it, right?
You're the worst. I didn't spit any. I didn't even drip any out of my mouth.
Whoever's over there, like even Tyler spills.
Come on, you're the worst Tyler replacement.
Oh man,
ever.
That's I can actually smell that. Oh, that's horrible.
I already feel like I'm gonna vomit.
Oh well.
I'm gonna fall down like Trey, and you guys just do the rest of the show without me. It mostly just hurts my stomach right now.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like your stomach's a refrigerator.
Well, you walk like your stomach is a refrigerator.
It is.
You walk with your stomach pointed out like you're a... you look like the sheriff on the cartoon Robin Hood.
Really? I gotta go watch it.
Are you done? I feel like I boss hogged it.
Yeah,
here.
You did. You did.
Again, I've said.
Congratulations. Well done.
This family, God, I'm not the chug.
Well, no, but listen, we know Tyler's a champ. But hey, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
I will hand Tyler half my man card. I don't care.
If you have a man card, I'm really worried about you.
There's a lot of people saying that Aaron's a puss.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of people saying, well, this guy, Aggie J, says AJ is a breast.
Yeah, I think he meant beast, but hey, close enough.
I hope he meant beast, but maybe I'm a breast. I don't know.
Breasty beast.
Damn, AJ, you the man. Did it in one... I heard that's a lot of liquid left in that. You're a wasteful ass. That's a dumb... Mine was dry, baby. All right, well... Fred, you need to send us to our first break, please.
Yeah, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll figure out the shots and what we're going to do there. It's Happy Hour on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
Yeah!
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is how you turn it right back on.
Just all right, so what? Grumbling. How much do you think you drank, Aaron? 90%? 80%?
94%.
That sounded a little heavy to be 94.
I literally threw it because if not, there was going to be vomit all over your head. Like it was coming.
If you're close enough to throw it in the trash can, you're close enough to vomit into the trash.
Not with the way you sit, because you were pushed. You have your chair pushed back. And there's no way I was getting to that trash can.
Excuse me.
There was vomit in my mouth.
Excuse me. You could have just tapped and gone. There's a universal sign that goes. Then I would have said, oh. Ooh, just like that. There's a path. Trey, walk through this path real quick. If Trey fits through the path, you would fit through the path. Look at him. He looks like the sheriff of Nottingham. And this guy can get through the path. You can get through that path. I think that's a lie. That was some down-ass bleep, AJ. People are impressed. Tyler does that every week.
He
does it faster than me. He does the shotgun. I don't have a knife.
Oh, so, I have one.
Well, I listen. I just chugged. I didn't want to make a mess, and everyone here can confirm every drop of that was gone. None of it spilled out on my shirt. None on the floor. Like Aaron left some. Everybody leaves some on the floor. Not your boy. It's all in here, and it hurts really bad. Kevin wants to know how much money would it take for Trey to shave his head.
$1 million.
$347 million?
Yeah.
How many hours of dirt rolling is that?
I'll get back.
I mean, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 of us. I mean, we could just hold his head or hold him down and do it.
No, we wouldn't want to do that. So you're saying if someone brought in $5,000, you wouldn't shave your head?
No chance. If I did, I'd stay at home.
Is there anybody in this room that wouldn't shave their head for $5,000?
I'd ask for 10 because that's what I do, but I'd do it.
But if they said, no, there's 5, this is the envelope, it's got 5.
How about we split the difference, $7,500? And they said, no, it's only, okay, fine.
Yeah. Dr. Intern, you've got the most hair of anyone here besides Trey. You'd shave it for $5,000, right? Yeah, it'll grow back, Trey.
I'd have to consider.
I mean, I got news for you. You ain't that handsome anyway.
I appreciate it.
I mean, you're a good kid and all, but, like, we don't keep you around for your looks.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, so here's the deal. We found some. This peanut butter whiskey was on sale at Specs, cash price of $19.99. What's it called, Nick? SQRRL Extra Nutty Peanut Butter Whiskey. Now, everybody's like, there's a, what's the name brand of peanut butter whiskey? Screwball, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, Screwball, it's good stuff. No, this is Extra Nutty knockoff brand. Like, the label looks like it got printed out at my house on like, a sticker label. Like, it looks a little fraudulent. It may be good, it may not.
I'm going to guess no, but
So this is going to be our group shot. And then we're going to spin the wheel for a shot of, what's that stuff called, Fred? Razook.
Razook.
Yeah. We're going to spin the wheel for a shot of menthol tabacky. We're going to spin the wheel for a pickle beer chug. We're going to spin the wheel for Somrus Nectar of the Gods Mango. And we're going to spin a wheel for the Mega Shot, which still has a little... I mean, you posted on Twitch, right? Or Twitch or Twitter?
Twitter. We did a Twitter video 2 days ago. Tyler and I adding all the different liquors you bought and then some of the stuff I brought from home.
That's how Trey's mom likes it. Extra nutty. Why are you guys all on Trey's mom?
Yeah, leave my mom out of this. She's already mad enough that Trump lost.
Oh, is she mad about that?
Yeah.
But you're not mad about it, right?
I don't really care.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Did you vote for Joe Biden?
No.
Did you vote for Joe Jorgensen?
Yeah.
I thought you would.
You know me.
Yeah.
You voted for Gary Johnson.
You want to live and let live.
Yeah.
Were you old enough to vote when Gary Johnson was running?
2016. I was literally on the show.
How old were you then?
Like 21.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
Feels like Trey's been 21 for 10 years now.
Most of you guys in here can't vote. Can you vote, Marcus?
Better be able to vote because they're in here drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, jeez, AJ, come on.
I remember me being on the show and telling y'all about who I was voting for.
I forget that you can vote at 18, not 21 now.
No, cigarettes are 21.
Cigarettes, that's what they changed. Staubach was on Trey's mom. Trey's mom was one of Trump's ladies of the night. Because we all wish we were on Trey's mom. Trey's mom is a nice lady. See, there's some that was a nice one. Shout out to CYO Juan. Everybody's saying Jesus. I didn't say all these things about Trey's mom. This is what the Twitch is saying.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do our peanut butter whiskey shot. I can't believe I'm adding. Ooh, it smells good.
It smells kind of like a peanut butter cup, just not enough chocolate.
It smells like Reese's.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Come back here, Charles. Come on.
Yeah, get a little TV time, guys.
Charles is mad, too, that Trump lost.
This is your moment.
All right. Are we ready, boys? All right. Cheers, guys. To happy hour.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
What? That's not bad. It kind of tastes like Reese's without the chocolate.
It's almost good. It's not...
Charles has a peanut allergy.
Oh. Oh, the aftertaste is awful.
I don't think that was good at all.
The aftertaste is bad.
Ooh. No, it was like, at first it was okay, and then...
White people like that, Charles. Yeah, don't worry, that's not on you.
We eat Raising Cane.
Ooh.
That's not on you, Charles. That's created by white people, certainly. You like that, Nick? Pour Esme a shot of peanut butter whiskey. Mixed results.
Mixed results. Some people like
bad.
It. Oh, well, Trey likes it, so there you go.
You got to get closer to the mic.
All right, I can
But
take
he it. Would look fine with a shaved head, too, right?
And so.
would he be hotter with $5,000 in his pocket? Yo, you got to turn around. Show your boobies to the Twitch. No, you don't have to show them, but they just want to see the...
They want to
see what's going on. Go stand behind Trey.
They like to speculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The gal is Esme, who works at our front desk.
One of the most important people around here.
Cheers to the camera and have your peanut butter whiskey shot. There you go. Trump really lost, Esme.
It's not over yet.
Esme, who's a Latina for Trump, is also very upset about Trump losing.
Not as upset as my mom.
Oh, she likes it.
That's good? You like that? I don't like it. Nick liked it, too. But Nick likes pretty much everything. Let's be honest. Nick, if it gets you drunk,
yeah,
Nick likes it. Thank you, Esme. Yeah, Nick is a drinker. Fred used to be that way. You used to be like, whatever, I'll drink.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot more particular now.
Yeah.
Like, I have...
You've matured. You're like a dude who hit 30, but you did it at age 52.
Yeah, more like 54.
You're like, I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna start acting right. A lot of dudes at age 30, they're like, you know what, man? I'm gonna start getting my life together. Fred did it at 50.
Did it at like 54. Let's be honest.
I'm gonna wait. Let me hold out.
I still put it away. I just don't do the stupid drink whatever until you pass out thing anymore. Very often.
Herbie says the Screwball peanut butter whiskey isn't bad, but you can only have one glass of it. Yeah, we had knockoff.
Yeah, we had the Screwball when we were at our bar.
Yeah, and that was good.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Bill, how has AJ not gotten any harassment violations? I don't know what you're talking about. Who am I harassing?
Everybody.
A lot of people saying Esme's a 10 out of 10. She's hot. Trey's mom has found competition. Hey, girl, hey. Screw the Trump train. I want to run a train on Trey's mom.
Oh.
Jay Savoy.
Did you say that on the radio? Right.
Jay Savoy said that on Twitch.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Man. What a jerk. Right.
Can we get the moderator to throw him out of here?
Throw him out of there, moderator.
All right, I'm on it.
All right.
Oh, are you the moderator?
We got to hit a break.
Yes.
What was it? There was a something got deleted on moderator.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you did that?
Yes.
Okay, don't tell me now. I want to know during the break what you deleted.
So what's the next thing we're doing here?
I can't wait for AJ's dumbass to cancel himself during happy hour. I don't know why I would cancel myself.
Why would you
myself?
Say such a thing?
How do you cancel yourself?
I don't know. Calling Trey Sheriff on Robin Hood is the funniest thing AJ has said. I've been doing radio since 2004. That's the funniest thing I've said ever? That's the one? That
probably.
Trey looks like the Sheriff of Nottingham?
We're going to print out that quote and frame it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. All right, we'll be back. We're going to spin the wheel several times. A lot of people having to drink some bad booze.
444 people in there. Let's see if we can get up to 500 during the break.
Look at y'all. Look at y'all. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
I promise I'll never bang your mom ever, ever, ever.
You're married.
I know.
I'm not making
part of why.
That's the only thing that's standing in the way.
Mom's choice. I mean, I'm not going to. It's her body.
I know,
her
but
choice.
I do find your mom attractive.
Most
for
do.
An older lady.
Most do. She's great until she starts throwing things when you spill like your Dr. Pepper.
I would never marry your mom. I would never live in a house with her.
Did she do the...
in a trailer with her.
What was that stupid movie with the... This is what you get when you spill something in my house. He's got cigarette burn. Judd Nelson. Totally blanking on the movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I knew Trey would get it, yeah.
What are the odds that AJ or Josh can hit two straight golf ball shots in a row? They're hitting them left, then right. LOL.
I saw you hit a couple.
Shots. Yeah, I mean, we all hit some good ones and some really crappy ones.
I had people gathering around because I was consistently hitting it over the net.
Yeah,
now,
that's what I noticed.
That's because you're famous. They weren't gathering because you were hitting it over the net.
Well, they were like, there was some Beaumont lady was like, oh, my God, he hit that over the net. He is so strong.
See, I kept getting, look at the size of that driver.
Yeah.
So you should see my putter. All right, let's do the.
The only way Trump is getting to 270 is if he loses 60 pounds. That's not nice.
Mom. Come on, man.
Fat shame people, not today's.
Yeah, gotta grind, says Trey's mom ain't banging no one who voted for Joe Jorgensen.
Yeah, hey.
I don't know. My mom was a libertarian.
So your mom would maybe consider banging one of us who voted for Joe
not
Jorgensen.
Me.
But she would probably think about it with me. That would be weird.
No, why would she do that?
She did.
This isn't
when she came in, she did tell me she was attracted to me.
When?
When we were talking on air.
I thought you meant one of us.
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about your mom told me she was attracted to me.
She did. I remember now.
But I still wouldn't bang her.
I think she was just trying to make you feel better about
yourself.
I won't
bang. I promise. Handshake on it. I'll never bang your mom, Trey. Ever.
That's inviting now.
C Shoulder says, I don't recall that, AJ. That happened off the air, C Shoulder. Don't you worry about what. Well, don't you worry about what the ladies are telling me. Raven Plummer says, AJ's golf swing is trash. Yeah, it is trash, but I can hit a golf ball a quarter mile. How about that, bitch?
Yeah, if
hey, yeah, I hold it like a baseball bat. Guess what? I don't care. I can hit it over the moon.
You know what? I only wish that Granato had been out there to diagnose your swing.
He would hate my swing.
Oh. That would have been the greatest.
But I do think even John Granato, when I hit the ball, like when I hit it flush, I think John Granato would go, damn, he hits the ball hard.
See, that's the same. My brother.
That's not what Granato would say. Granato would say, oh, listen, you've got to get your form together because it'll go twice as far if you do this and this and this.
He would shame my golf swing 100%, but I don't care. I'm not there to hit the ball straight. I'm a scramble player, and about one out of four, I'm going to put out there in the fairway about 320. And when I do that, everybody on my team's like, hey, attaboy, attaboy. The other three times, it's in the woods.
Somebody else hit the 10, he misses on the swing.
Yeah, somebody else hit the fairway. I mean, that's why a scramble's all about, right?
And that's some AJ does what I do to correct my slice. Just aim left. That's what I do. I line up like I'm going to hit it, like I'm trying to hit it straight left, and it curves. That it'll end up straight. Now, it is a little embarrassing when I do hit it right, and I'm like when I do hit it correctly, and I'm lined up way to the left, and then it just launches straight left, and it's like, wow, how did you do that? That's a little embarrassing, but I'll live with it. I know my game, all right? I'm a real golfer. All right.
What are we got to spin the wheel?
We got to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
What's up first, the Razak?
Let's do the Razak.
All right, Nick, get on the camera.
Doctor
Intern, you have to be the bartender.
Aaron, where did we rank this one? It was down near the bottom, right?
Over AJ's.
Yeah.
Number 6 on the all-time worst.
Okay.
You can rip that off the wall if you want to hold it in front of you.
Don't do that because then you got to.
Well, we got to redo it anyway.
We can punch another hole in it.
Okay.
Just one. Only one shot.
You know what? I tell you what. I'll make
it a double.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. He's already pulled two.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Two.
I will take one with whoever winds on the wheel as long as I don't have to drink pickle beer.
Can I also get in on that?
No, this is. Are you going to let them do that?
Yeah. Well, listen. Let me just. I'm going to. Not whining about the pickle thing, but I was sick for 2 days the last time we did it.
Fred, I just chugged a giant.
I know,
Loco.
But I've told you guys I can't handle pickle. I threw up 3 times that weekend. I don't want to ruin my weekend again. I actually have plans, so I'm more than happy to drink any of this crap. If you want to pour all of these into one, I'm happy to do that.
All right, Nick, pour them all into one.
Okay.
And Fred is
every
out
single one.
When the pickle beer spins.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Fred doesn't get it.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
So give Fred a mix of all of these.
Yeah.
Hard bars.
And you can make it a double because you're going to need to because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. So let's spin the wheel to see who. Can Jack run the camera?
I don't know.
You can?
You can go ahead and make it a double, so you can go a little more than that.
Here we go. Who's going to drink?
And if it went, okay. That's
the
a
Razak.
Full shot now. That's too much, but that's okay. All right. Well, let's see who gets the Razak first.
Simple Jack.
Jack gets it. All right.
Final.
All right, so Jack is going to shoot it while Fred does this.
I'll do one shot with him.
Sort of a homemade mega shot.
Well, I'll do the mega shot later, but we already poured two of the Razook. I'll take one.
Okay, all right.
Me and Jack will do the Razook.
All right.
See, I mean, all you guys bitching because pickles literally make me sick, and I'm trying not to ruin my weekend, but I will drink any other crap here.
I'm already, I'm literally.
Oh, God, this smells so vile.
I'm physically ill over chugging that Four Loko.
Ugh.
And I'm so mad that Aaron didn't finish his.
All right.
I mean, you said you were going to be Tyler this week.
I didn't say I would be Tyler. I said I would chug.
You were going
to
be Tyler.
Okay, tell Marcus to get it out of the trash and I'll finish it.
Marcus, get it out of the trash. Aaron will finish it.
I won't chug it, but I'll finish it.
How much is left? Is it less than 6%? Because Aaron said 94% he drank. All right, come finish it, Aaron. Come on. Get in here. All right. Fred, Simple Jack. The Razook. Cheers, boys. Aaron, finish the Four Loko that's been in the trash can.
Oh.
It's gone now? Allowable.
That's the black licorice one. Oh.
You should have just done that first, Aaron.
Right.
That's a bitch move. You can't act like you're mad at me.
Okay, no.
You didn't do your job.
I'm not mad at you. This is the thing.
You're talking like
when you're
mad
throwing
at me.
When you're throwing up. The last thing you want is more of what was going to make you throw up.
I'm telling you, the one person you're talking to is the only person in the room who won't feel sorry for you because I'm not asking
you to feel sorry for me.
Of the time you did.
I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me.
All right.
By the way, Jesus 713, Fred, I'm not whining, then proceeds to whine. Hey, listen, bitch. All I'm asking is to not have to do pickle beer, okay?
Aaron, get out of here.
That's it. I don't want to.
You're the bar. Yeah. Nick's the official bartender.
I don't want to do anything pickle. I will drink anything else in here as much as I need to. I don't want to spend my whole weekend throwing up every time I burp.
Let's go menthol tobacco, vodka. Who's it going to be?
Oh, and you got to mix up my mega shot for me.
No!
Who is it?
Me! Trey, pour him a menthol tobacco vodka.
Oh,
look at that. Oh, no. God.
Hold on.
Show the camera.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah,
Nick.
Show that to the camera.
Dude, it came out.
That looks worse than that Tubi 95
like
stuff
eggnog.
I got.
It looks like bull sperm.
Okay, I've only seen eggnog. I haven't seen bull sperm, so I'll take your word on that.
Oh, we need a bull sperm shot.
Oh.
No, we don't. Shut your mouth.
All right, who's got the menthol tobacco for...
Wait,
That's not the menthol tobacco.
No, I'm supposed to do the mix.
That's the mega
shot. You're supposed to mix all of them together. That's everything? That's all of these.
That's the mega shot. Leave that, because somebody's going to take a mega shot, too.
All right, well, I'm taking
that's
the
That's the menthol tobacco. The menthol tobacco's not red, Trey. The mega shot is red.
Okay. God, this looks terrible.
Oh, all right, go.
You
put
want
it
me
down.
Do it?
Yep. Get out of the camera.
Here's to the Twitchers. 99% of you are awesome. The other 1%? Suck it.
All right. Go give that to
Aaron.
I
need the shot.
Aaron's got a camera in there.
Oh!
He'll do it.
Oh, that is awful.
Do I need to come in there and do it on camera?
No, you got a camera in there, right?
No, I can't switch it.
What do you mean you can't switch it?
It won't go specifically just to me.
Why not? Nick does that every day, don't you, Nick? We'll put it on a split screen. That's fine. There you go. Put it down. Now I can't hear you, though.
I hope everybody can see me.
People can see you. I can see you in here. Go ahead and put it down.
That's bad. Ooh, that's bad.
All right. So now let's spin the wheel. Someone's going to take a shot of that mango stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for whoever does that.
Some of that was in this.
I know.
It was,
Are you taking our names off the list because we already spun?
Well, you get one. Yeah, there's two of each on, like... Our names are on there twice.
Yeah, so
once
one
you
of mine
do something,
comes off,
you're out.
And one of...
I've got one removed. You have one removed.
Leave me on there. I don't care.
Jack has one removed.
Jack, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see who's going to do... Oh, God, look at that. Oh, it looks like Sunny D mixed with chalk. Zoom out.
Yeah,
so
let
people see that.
Hey, can I tell a texter to F off real quick?
Well, wait till the break so
no,
we can
I'm gonna
actually
do it.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to say it. But isn't the whole point of happy hour to drink something disgusting?
All
Fred
right.
is a weasel, weaseling his way out. Never invite the old. Hey,
Fred
bitch.
Is a weasel.
No, let me just tell you. I have played along. I'll do anything. All I've said is that pickles literally make me vomit. And I did it 2 weeks ago.
Fred drank some gross stuff. He drank two gross shots to have the pickle.
And listen, texter, I don't think you could handle any of this, you little bitch. So I'm just going to tell you. Right, let me finish. All I'm saying is I don't want to drink something that's going to make me sick all weekend, physically ill, on my only 2 days off. Okay? Is that too much to ask?
So here's what we're going to do.
So F off.
We're going to spin three times right now.
Okay.
There's going to be one for the mango nectar of the gods. It's just vile looking. There's going to be one for a pickle beer chug, and there's going to be one mega shot. So let's go. You zoom in here, Jack. It's already poured, Nick. Your bartending days are done. You've done your job. Marcus gets the he gets the Sunny D chalk stuff. We're gonna do it. Don't drink it now. You're gonna drink it after the break. We're just gonna figure out who's gonna do it. All right, here we go. This is for the pickle beer. Somebody's going to chug a pickle beer. Who is it?
Charles.
Charles is chugging the pickle beer.
Wow. See, like, I'm looking at it on here and it says, okay, it's way behind. Marcus got the first one. Never mind.
Yeah. And here we go. This is for the mega shot that had all the random stuff dumped in it. Who is it?
Trey!
Juggalo Trey. I'll do it as long as it isn't the pickle beer.
All right. There is pickle vodka in the mega shot.
Yeah, it's... Trey, it is vile, bro.
So we'll do that on the other side. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Come on.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah? You like that?
Oh, I guess we're back. All right, so what are we doing here?
All right, so Marcus gets the, go ahead and give, the, this is, I'm curious about this. This is the booze that I'd never heard of, but I've been told is one of the worst things, and this is from a liquor distributor, one of the worst things he's ever tasted.
Yeah. And,
it smells good. All right, well, shoot it. Trey, put the microphone by, Marcus. Yeah.
And a shout out to Woodland Sam, who's been great at getting
the mango drink
stuff.
Smells like a creamy mango.
What are you
mango?
Doing with the mega shot?
It's not bad.
Yeah, the pickle beer's in the can.
No, you're the pickle beer guy. Put the mega shot down. That's for somebody else. Oh, that's
all right, let's do one. I want Marcus to go individually first. I want to see what happens here. You guys dropped my tequila-scented hand sanitizer.
Well, by the way, somebody's asking, did
not Mar- bad?
Marcus did the mayonnaise shot last week.
Yeah, honestly, that's a really good shot. I'm not going to lie.
That's you very like manly.
That? Oh, yeah. It's like a creamy mango. It's
you
like
the creamy?
Ooh, that looked gross.
You had it, right?
No, I didn't.
It was in your mega shot.
What?
That Nick poured for you.
Not the mayonnaise.
No, the mango.
No, no, it was bad. But the mayonnaise one that he did last week, no, that looked
that was disgusting.
That looked like he was in the back seat with the guy, and that's where it came from.
All right, Trey, you're next on the mega shot.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, this is for socialism.
This is for Trey's mom. He's good.
What the hell is he doing?
What is he doing?
That wasn't
running.
It wasn't that bad.
It was one shot. That's just that.
Yeah. All
right. There's a trash can right here if you had to throw up.
So what are you
sometimes
doing?
Sometimes I think Trey goes overboard.
Yeah, well, I think in that case, it's for effect.
A lot of people are saying they want Dr. Intern to chug the other pickle beer with Charles.
I mean...
A lot of people are saying Charles... I mean, Dr. Intern...
Dr. Intern will do it. He's got cojones.
You know, you should have taken him out to 500 because he was a professional golfer.
Well, Dr. Intern will make us look bad at the 500
no,
place.
No, he could have helped you.
I'm not looking for lessons.
No.
Dr. Intern can make me a better golfer, yes.
But you know
Dr.
what?
Dr. Intern would... I bet I can hit a ball farther than Dr. Intern.
Probably.
But you
like,
know
what's
what?
What's the longest you can drive it off the tee?
295. 295 to 300.
Okay, yeah. I can hit it further than him.
Okay,
and
that's
all
not
I
what
care
I was saying.
About is how far I can hit it. I don't care about hitting it
straight.
I still want him on our scramble team.
For sure, I'd need you on my team.
Because that way you and I can swing for the fences.
But I don't want him to make me a better golfer because...
Who cares?
Every time people are like, slow down. I've had people try to teach me how to golf before. They change up my grip, and they tell me to slow down my swing.
Yeah, screw that.
And guess what? Then I'm hitting it. I can hit it straight. But it goes like 250.
Can I respond to Sam RG 712?
As long as it's appropriate.
Okay, I just want to say I am what I get, bitch.
Okay, I'll say that.
So what I was saying about
it's
Dr.
chippy.
Intern,
it's like a 90s NBA game.
He would have been a great ringer to start betting random strangers of.
Dr.
Hey,
Intern's going to be on our team at the golf tournament in December.
Yeah, I'm saying you could have made money off of him at 5 under, yes. Because you look at him and you don't think. Professional golfer.
Oh, no. You look at him, and he definitely looks like a golfer. He looks like every professional golfer I've ever seen. Little skinny guy, nice hair, looks nice and you know.
Honestly, Dr. Intern looks like he deals ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
No, that, I don't say he does it. I say he looks like he
But he
sells
also
it.
Looks like he's shooting, you know,
do you do
68.
Not do shatter.
He doesn't do that stuff.
Hey, we missed a...
All right. It's time to chug the pickle beer. It's the last thing we're doing for happy hour. Dr. Intern and Charles, chug it. Don't stop, Dr. Intern.
You got this.
Boy, don't stop, Charles. Pour it back.
Come on,
Charles,
doctor.
Charles is not
almost,
doing well.
You're almost done. Come on, doctor.
Trey, you were already throwing up by this
point. I know.
You were running out of the room. Don't be doing that.
A lot of people like it. I don't understand.
God, it smells horrible.
Oh, yeah. Go look at the Twitter responses from my tweet earlier. Plenty of people were going, oh, that's great stuff.
A lot of people say Dr. Intern looks like Eli Manning.
Somebody says he looks like Cody Bellinger.
No, he looks like this is before everybody's time, but he looks like Thurston Howell before he got old.
Is that the dude from Sonic?
And Bam Bam says no, that's never seen vagina.
I've seen your mom, so.
Oh. All right, so anybody on Twitch who's been doing shots along with us, please weigh in and let us
Donuts
know.
Donuts and Beer says AJ cannot hit.
Gilligan's Island, that's what I was thinking.
He says AJ cannot hit more than 300.
Oh, no, I've seen you. I've seen you
Let's
hit it about 320.
Money, Donuts.
Yeah.
Hulked out, baby.
You know what?
Someone says Charles looks
again,
45, but drinks
about
like
one
a
out of four is going straight. I'm not saying I can. I'm a good golfer. I'm not a good golfer. I am fully aware of that, but I can hit way over 300, way over.
Our team will take it home in the scramble.
No, I'll vouch for that because the last time we actually played was in that two below scramble with Chip, and like none of us were worth a damn. But when AJ hit it,
the good golfers like to see me hit the ball. They don't they don't think that I'm a good golfer, but they get excited when I hit the ball. Listen, I'm a giant person. I can hit the golf ball a long way.
You kind of look like one of those dudes who hits home runs in cricket games or like hits it out of the park
in
cricket
games. I'm like a guy in the long drive contest.
Yeah.
He's probably a terrible golfer, but my driver literally looks like a toaster on a stick.
Kind of like John
Daly. And I can hit it to the moon. I'm like John Daly, but less drunk.
You sure about that?
I'll argue that.
You sure about that one?
All right, Donuts and Beer, come on out. You want to make the bet? Yeah, we'll bet it.
You know what? I'll back AJ on that. I'll take a chunk of that action.
I don't know where Donuts and Beer lives, but November 19th, we're back in Beaumont at Madison's. After the broadcast, you guys go over to 5 Under.
No, screw that. No. We're not leaving because it's a Thursday night. I got to come back after.
Oh,
I was planning to stay over.
And I'll be drunk by then,
but
too.
We're going to have a golf tournament in December. You come out to that. We'll go to the driving range.
That works, too.
I'll book all the bets.
Again, I'm not saying I'm a good golfer, and I'm literally telling you about one out of four or five
but
is actually going to go straight.
We're going to give him 10 swings to hit one 320. How's that sound?
If you give me 10 swings, 1,000 minus 1,000, I will hit one over 300 yards. Minus 1,000.
I'm...
I thought you hit like three over, like 300 yards.
The long drive champ is 5'10", 170. That's fine. I'm just telling you.
You can hit him
telling
off
you
the,
what I can
parking
do.
Garage, dude.
All right. That's happy
listen,
hour.
I know AJ can hit a 320 because I can still, when I get into one, get a 300.
It's happy hour. It's over. Yeah. Stop the count.
Well, that sucks. It sucks.
Stop the count. Happy hour's over. Stop it. Stop the fight.
Put the brakes on happy hour by going to new brakes. That's right. And, guys, if you're going to be traveling here for Thanksgiving or maybe for Christmas and you're hearing that little grind or that little squeak in your brakes, guess what? Call New Brakes. Newbrakes.com. Mention ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your service. And, guys, they come to you. That's the best thing. You don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to go sit in some place and wait for them for hours to finish your brakes. You could be sitting at home drinking beer or doing shots, and they'll come to you. You could be at work. They'll come to you. And it's backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And I had a nice chat with Jake from New Brakes last week. And guys, they want to take care of the blitzers. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com. They're going to reach out, and they're going to learn more about you in a couple of minutes. They're going to get you a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. And it's going to be an awesome experience. Everybody who's done it has told me the same thing. Dude, I went to New Brakes. They were great. They came out. They took care of everything. There were no surprises. They did quality work. My brakes are great now. Newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
Drinks are free.
Drinks are free.
We like Ciroc. We love Patron. We came to party rock. Everybody is on. Shots, 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 shots,
97.5.